With the weekly wrap, I'm Louis Zacca. Greens Senator Richard Di Natale has proposed sweeping changes in Parliament to stop the scourge of Android users. He says it comes down to treating affected users.
At the moment, what we've got is a system where we direct all our resources towards individual users and putting them through the criminal justice system. And what we're saying is, rather than doing that, of course, we need to keep going after people who supply the dealers. But when it comes to individual users, let's channel some of that money into treatment, into rehabilitation, into social support.
We've received reports that Kanye West's new album has been smuggled into the country under the guise of other CD cases. Affected people have given accounts of Kanye's music being found in Coldplay albums, Adele CDs, and even reports of Kanye's music being hidden in a Best of David Bowie album. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has offered a counselling service for all those affected.
We're managing the situation of the people with compassion and great care, and we're assessing their situations on a case-by-case basis. But we do so very thoughtfully, recognising that the one thing we must not do is give an inch to the smugglers.
Bill Shorten has rejected a raft of budget savings, including getting politicians to take up second jobs in the service sector to cover the debts, like teaching, nursing or hairdressing.
This is a government with no clear plan other than cut, cut, cut.
But Barnaby Joyce has thrown his support behind the idea, although he doesn't want Bill Shorten cutting his hair. He'd rather Malcolm Turnbull donning the apron and giving him a shampoo and head massage.
He's still clearly a better choice than Mr. Shorten. I think if people said, well, who do you want to be running the show? And obviously, Malcolm has run his own business and been very successful at it.
Bus riders on a trip to Brisbane went through what could only be described as a living hell after an unfortunate series of events left them not only locked on the bus, but forced to watch the only TV show on the screen, Home and Away. Regional firefighter Tim Burr said there was some wires shorted, which left the remote dysfunctional and the doors jammed shut. Mr. Burr said they were mostly shaken, but generally uninjured.
It would have been absolutely terrifying for the passengers inside the bus. Luckily, hopefully, they all ducked their heads and closed their eyes to keep themselves out of trouble. And I think that's actually helped keep them remarkably uninjured.
And in sport, Wayne Bennett has confirmed he is playing the Grinch in the Broadway musical. The Smiling Assassin has said he's ready to get back into the NRL season this year before touring the world with the musical.
This is not a difficult workload because there's no interruption through the season. This is all off-season stuff. And I can manage that, and I'm back home in Brisbane now, and so the time was right for me.
That's the weekly wrap. I'm Louis Zacca.